Last fall, Walmart announced the formation of an initiative that will use the company's global size and presence to empower women. The Walmart Global Women's Economic Empowerment Initiative seeks to leverage the supply chain and the jobs the retailer has to offer to strengthen women around the world. Sarah Thorne is the Senior Director of Walmart Corporate Affairs and one of the leads for the global initiative.
We have set some very ambitious goals, but I think it's very important to realize that this is about helping women through our business practices. So in terms of sourcing, training, and helping leverage our professional services to advance women around the globe.
Thorne says the initiative had been in the works for at least a year before it was launched. According to the data available on the Walmart corporate website, the retailer spent more than $10 billion with minority and women-owned businesses in 2010, of which $8 billion were spent purchasing goods and services used for manufacturing products. According to Thorne, the initiative has five goals focusing on two main areas: increasing sourcing from women-owned businesses and job training and education.
We've pledged to train about 500,000 women farmers in good agricultural practices over the next 5 years, and then training in factories related to life skills and work skills and communication to make them a much more valuable part of the factory and in their communities. And then finally, several years ago, we launched a program in the legal department to make sure that we had very good gender and minority diversity among the firms that were serving Walmart.
Earlier this month, Walmart took the first step in the direction of implementing these goals by launching the Women in Factories program in India, Bangladesh, China, and Central America. Meredith Minhenet is a senior manager with Walmart Ethical Sourcing.
The Women in Factories program specifically will help 60,000 women and will potentially create new opportunities for career advancement for 8,000 women who live in countries where often the predominant population on the factory floor is comprised of women, but we don't often see a lot of upward movement in terms of promotion to supervisory positions.
Minhenet says the five-year program has taken an innovative approach to improving lives of women in factories.
We're bringing together multiple NGOs to design the program as well as to implement the program. It's been a very collaborative process. The other innovative portion is that the ownership of the program is really in the local communities as well as in the factories where the program is based. This has always been a program that we've seen that needs to be owned at the women, the women's level as well as the factories level for it to be sustained.
Walmart is also working with CARE, an international nonprofit organization fighting global poverty, to develop a curriculum for the program. This curriculum will be open sourced, and the findings will be shared with other retailers and corporate giants to empower even more women. Melanie Mintz, Senior Director with CARE's Strategic Partnerships and Alliances, says CARE's partnership with Walmart and other retailers is helping women learn more about their civil and legal rights and needs. She cites an example about rural women who moved to Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, to find work.
We're giving women critical skills around literacy and numeracy. We're working with women so that they understand basic finance. Can they calculate the overtime on their check and then make sure that that's correct? To know that they're being paid what they earned? We're teaching them about proper health and nutrition. And they're taking those lessons and then obviously not only benefiting themselves directly, that goes right back into the community and into their families. We're also teaching women, and through this program with Walmart, around legal rights. So around things as basic as maternity leave or divorce law. And then we're connecting those women to services within the DACA communities that they just might not have known existed.
CARE is also teaching these women mentorship skills to help them uplift their peers. The nonprofit is involving men in the communities to support and empower women around them. Aside from women in factories, Walmart has also announced the launch of two new programs in Latin America and the Caribbean. The first is called the New Employment Opportunities, or the NEO Initiative. Launched in partnership with other corporate giants such as McDonald's and Caterpillar, it hopes to provide job training and placement to approximately 1 million young people, half of which are young women. Sarah Thorne, Senior Director of Walmart Corporate Affairs.
The NEO Initiative really is a partnership with the Inter-American Development Bank, or the IDB, major businesses in the hemisphere, as well as leading nonprofits in training. What we recognized is there's an enormous youth bulge in the Americas, that is, youth that are somewhat disenfranchised, that don't have good job prospects. And what we wanted to do was to figure out what's the best way to bring all of these assets together, the businesses, the governments, and the NGOs, to provide training, real training for the youths that can give them good life skills as well as technical skills so that they can get those first jobs.
The initiative is modeled after Walmart's Brazil social retail school curriculum that has shown success in placing the school's graduates in suitable jobs. Another program launched to benefit women business owners in Latin America and the Caribbean is the Women Entrepreneurship America's Small Grants Initiative, says Thorne.
We know that women entrepreneurs face a number of challenges, such as access to finance, peer networks. So if you've never seen other women growing their businesses, how do you know how to grow your business? How do you know what to aspire to? Training. So how do you make sure people know appropriately what kind of packaging, et cetera? And we partnered with the State Department to launch a comprehensive program in the Americas to try to start to address these challenges.
Walmart will contribute to the initiative in two ways.
Part of it is a $1.5 million donation grant to the State Department that will work with the Secretary's Fund for Women and Girls to create grants outside of urban areas to help create an atmosphere and infrastructure for women entrepreneurs to thrive by helping nonprofit organizations work on those very skills that they need. We're also working with Vital Voices to train women entrepreneurs in the hemisphere. And we're working with a group called WeConnect, which helps to identify and certify women-owned businesses. So from our part, this will help us identify the women, and it'll help them get the necessary training they need so that they can hopefully be part of the formal supply chain.
The retailer has launched similar programs for women entrepreneurs in the United States. For example, a program called Count Me In identifies small women-owned businesses that have the potential to scale up. Another program called A Hand to Grow is a small business development program that helps provide technical training and understanding of how to become a Walmart supplier. Thorne says the various programs and the Global Women's Economic Empowerment Initiative benefits Walmart in a number of ways.
We know that women control the majority of consumer spend worldwide, and we want to be a relevant retailer to those women. So by sourcing more for women-owned businesses, we can have very relevant products for our shoppers, our moms who come into our stores. We also know that women invest in their communities. So by helping women at the level of the farm and the factories, we know that we'll create more healthy communities, strengthen those communities, and then thereby, by being the retailer in those communities, we'll be more successful over the long run.
When asked about the allegations of gender-based discrimination in matters of hiring and promotion that the retailer has faced in the past, Walmart spokesperson Philip Keane said the allegations that were eventually overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court have never represented the company's policies. He said Walmart has ample opportunities for female associates to move up within the company, adding that nearly 200,000 female associates have been with the company for more than 10 years.